Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, her brother's planning to propose at Thanksgiving in front of the whole fam. There's one problem, and it is a huge problem. The family cannot stand this woman, and they're actually planning an intervention for him to stop the proposal. She's curious, do I side with my brother or do I side with my family? Mo's got the email.
I need some last minute advice. My brother is planning to propose to his girlfriend over Thanksgiving in front of all of our family. Normally, this would be something anyone would be so excited about. The problem is, nobody really likes her. Most of the family thinks she is incredibly rude and selfish. What he doesn't know is that my parents and other sister were planning to have a sit-down talk with him when he is in town. Basically, it will be an intervention. They assume that I will be participating, too. I'm trying to remain neutral, but it's not so easy. I do see all the concerns that everyone else has. Ideally, he'd be with someone else. However, I also like to avoid involving myself in problems that are not mine. So, while my family is planning this blunt intervention, he's been shopping for a ring. I'm the only one that knows. I feel like I'm playing both sides of the field. What I need to know is, do I tell my brother what my family is planning? Or do I tell my family what my brother is planning? Or do I just stay out of it and watch the train wreck happen?
Oh, that is a bad, bad, bad spot to be in. I feel like the word intervention has been thrown around a lot lately. Like, I feel like an intervention should be something that's like life or death, very serious. Like, for a parent and a sister had to have an intervention because they don't like your girlfriend. No, that's not an intervention. You just need to like voice your concern once and say, hey, just some food for thought. I think she's a rude, selfish bee. Maybe you're better off with somebody else. And then let it lie.
That's it.
That's all you can do.
That's a fact. Yep.
So I have an older brother. And if there's one thing I know about my relationship with him and the relationship he has with my family is you cannot tell that boy what to do. No. And it's not going to go well if you have this quote unquote intervention where you're like, hey, you know, this person that you have been visualizing and planning spending the rest of your life with. Yeah, we don't want you to do that. It's not going to go well. So, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with voicing your concerns and saying something because it's sort of like, you know, at weddings, when they say speak now or forever hold your peace, you think anybody's really going to stop a wedding? Like when they stand up, I think it's more so you can just get things off your chest and be like, these are my thoughts. This is how I'm feeling. But at the end of the day, you're an adult. You're going to do whatever you're going to do. So I say maybe say something, but don't expect him to change his behavior.
I don't think she should say anything because I don't think she can stop either of the things from happening. If I was in her position, that's how I would feel. Like, you can tell your brother what's going on with the family. He's probably still going to propose to her when he's ready to. And you can tell the family what's going on, and they're probably still going to do what they want. So for me, this is not my business. I would probably just stay out of it and watch the train wreck happen with some popcorn.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, I'm kind of taking that take. I would tell my family, hey, listen, he's a grown man making grown man choices. I don't want any part of this. If you guys want to do that, that's fine. I don't want any part of this, but my family, you know, is trusting me with this information. So I'm going to try to maintain trustworthy. And then my brother confided in me about the proposal. So I'm not going to tell the family about the proposal. I'm not going to tell them about each other, but I am going to tell the family this. If you guys want to do this, this is on you. I don't want to play a part in it. And then I would step back and watch the worlds collide.
Yeah. Make sure you get that popcorn ready.
I know. Uh-huh. They're going to get mad at you either way.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, which is like, why? Because it's not her fault.
Yes. Right?
But now somehow she is in the middle of this. But yeah, I'm No, I'm staying out of that.
Well, anytime you disrupt the status quo in any family, people get really shook by it. And especially when you're potentially going to be breaking up a relationship, that kind of stuff just never goes over smoothly.
All right, good news if you're an Android user. Apple is finally changing the way it does text messages.
Finally. Oh, so if you've ever gotten a text from an Android user, you know that they come through blurry or super small. And then there's always the dreaded the green text.
Ugh. Ruins every group chat.
Yes. And it does. It gets messed up too, because if they like something, it comes through as a text like so-and-so liked this, instead of just showing up as like the heart or whatever, which is super annoying. Or it'll spin off into a completely separate text by itself. Well, Apple says they are finally fixing that. So the reactions like, haha, what have you, those will be normal. They're not going to come through as a separate text.
Oh, nice.
All the pictures and images are going to come through not blurry. They're going to be normal for once. But the green is staying.
Oh. No.
And here's why. They say the blue text messages are a badge of the tribe of Apple, so they are not going to share them amongst Android users.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. For real. Like, they plan to reserve the color blue for iPhone users only, so they'll still be green. Yeah, Abby's face is hilarious.
Apple literally is doing the technology equivalent of Mean Girls. They're like, you can't sit with us. Yeah. It's stupid. So, it's so dumb.
We don't know when the software update is coming. They're saying sometime in 2024.
So sometime next year, we can expect the changes on our iPhone.
You'll be able to see Android texts properly, but they're still going to be outsiders.
God, I had no idea tech bros were so clicky.
I know, right? Absolutely.
The Burt Show.